The madness had no hunger for that part of ore, already gnawed to the bone by the limper's passage. Chapter 52. Bowmans was bad worried.
There's no limit to the insanity out there. If they keep on, they'll continue till there's only one man left standing.
Raven cracked.
Let's make sure that's us.
We had hidden ourselves in the bell tower of an old temple less than a bow shot from the civil palace. If I wanted, I could peek out and watch the place burn. We didn't let anybody know we were going to hide out. So far, thanks to the old wizard, nobody had tripped over us.
You think it's the spike's fault? I asked.
It's influence.
And the more evil done around it, the thicker the miasma of madness will get.
So why weren't we busting our knuckles on somebody?
Darlin' was upset about what was happening. Far as I could tell, she was the only one. The rest of us was just scared of it. Just wanted to stay out of the way till it burned itself out. She would have done something if she could. I asked,
so what are we going to do?
Sit? I was thinking how the craziness must have ruined the quarantine on the cholera area.
You got a better idea? Raven asked.
No.
Them that had gone out looking the other night hadn't found nothing. Only good thing turned out to be I got to spend a couple hours talking to Darlin without Silent and Raven giving me the evil eye. But I feel like the buzzard who got so tired of waiting for something to die, he went to thinking about killing something.
Bowman said, "We need to decide what to do if there's a breakout. You can bet if there is, the people who know about the spike will be the first ones gone.
Everyone will know if it starts moving, won't they?"
"They wouldn't move it."
"Why should they? It's safe.
Or somebody would have found it.
They'll just be worried about staying alive till they can sell it."
"What makes you think they want to sell?" I asked.
"If they could use it, they would have."
"Made sense. That's the way bandits would work.
So why haven't they tried to hawk it?"
"Because all these assholes here think they can take it away from them and outrun each other." I decided to take a nap. Talk was getting us nowhere. We weren't doing nothing but yak and waiting the plane critters to drop by with reports. When the spirit moved them. They don't think like us. Some got no sense of time at all. Which is maybe why Donkey Torque sounded so damn surprised after he took a look outside.
"You guys better take a gander here."
We crowded around him. We had us a whole new angle on all our troubles. Everybody did. A new gang had come to town. The black coach had just rolled into the square in front of the civil palace. Four black horses pulled it. Six black riders on six black horses surrounded it. An infantry battalion followed. Surprise. Those boys were all dutied up in black. "Where the hell did they come from?" I muttered. Raven said,
"You got your wish, wizard."
"Huh?"